Thursday, August 8th, the sun's magnetic field is about to flip. Now, this flip happens every 11 years and coincides with the greatest solar activity in the cycles of the sun, known as the solar maximum. And indeed, folks, a polarity flip is about to occur, according to Yahoo Finance News. And you can see that video clip in the text version in this morning's TAC. To quote the author of that article, and I quote, "The whole of the sun's magnetic field is about to flip, with warning signs being spotted by observatories around the world. This flip happens every 11 years and coincides with the greatest solar activity in the cycles of the sun, known as the solar maximum, with sunspots and coronal mass eruptions all over the surface of the sun," close quote. Now, over the years, some seers have noticed that solar events do indeed have an impact on the emotion of investors and consequently the markets. I'm not sure I believe that, but some seers do. Now, I discussed this impending event with that stargazer guy, really nice guy, by the way, Arch Crawford, I guess it was a couple of weeks ago. Now, Arch is a stock market guru who has made some really good calls on the overall stock market and bond markets and some of the commodity markets, and he's done it since the 1970s. Indeed, he came to fame back in the 1970s when none other than Carl Icahn became impressed with how accurate Arch's market prognostications were, and Icahn subsequently hired Arch Crawford. Now, currently, Arch is, well, pretty bearish, and he writes, and I quote, "The Bradley model of all two planet aspect patterns has peaked for the year and declines into November." And by that, he means that the market's probably going down into November. I'm not sure I agree with that either, but so he writes. Arch also notes these negative astronomical dates for the balance of this month, August 13, could be a rough day when Mercury quincuxes Pluto, whatever that means. August 14th, Mercury trines Uranus, but in late evening. August 16th, options expiration as Venus enters her sign on her day, a loving day and probably an up day. August 19th and 20th, four negative two planetary aspects into a full moon Tuesday night. Jupiter squares Uranus. August 22nd, 23rd, three more negative aspects as the Sun and Venus leave a speculative Leo for more sensible Virgo. August 26th, 27th, gold could go screaming up into a temporary high as negatives to Neptune and Mars touch on the gold point. And finally, August 28th and 30th, markets could have a run-up into month's end and the long three-day weekend, so writes Arch Crawford. Now, it's going to be interesting, if not fun, to see what these astro dates hold for the various markets. Now, while I'm not as negative as Arch, I continue to believe the current time frame represents the best window for the beginning of the first meaningful decline of the year. And this week may have started said decline, for we now have three down Dow days in a row, and if today turns out to be a negative session, it will be the first four-session consecutive downside skein of the year. I do find it interesting that the S&P came right down yesterday to that 1684 level I've talked about repeatedly, which I have suggested would confirm a negative polarity flip if it's violated to the downside, but it didn't do that yesterday. It held precisely at 1684 and bounced up to 1688 by the close. Nevertheless, the upside momentum has definitely fizzled out, and actually fizzled out starting on July 19th. Today, however, we should have an upward bias. The quality of any rally attempt, however, should tell us how sustainable this rally attempt is. On the broad tape, before the bell, after losing ground for three consecutive sessions this week, U.S. stock futures pointing higher, up about 680 as I speak, on robust Chinese data that surprised people and bolstered investor sentiment as it eased fears of a slowdown in the world's second-largest economy. The commodity-linked Australian dollar traded higher, and copper hit its highest price in nearly 2 months. European markets traded positively. Most Asian markets ended higher, with Japan's Nikkei index bucking that trend to end about 2% lower. Oil fell to trade around $107. That's Brent crude, $107 a barrel, while gold reversed early losses. And that leaves the call for today. The market pullback lost some steam yesterday, creating the potential for a near-term bounce. And given this morning's stronger futures, as I said, they're up about $6.80. The most recent gap in the S&P at 1697.37 will be in the crosshairs at this morning's opening. From there, the cash market would need to overtake the 1699.30 to 1700 area to suggest that last week's highs have come back in focus. We'll see.
There is no assurance any of the trends mentioned will continue in the future. Investors should consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of mutual funds carefully before investing. The prospectus contains this and other information about this investment. The prospectus is available from your financial advisor and should be read carefully before investing. Investments are subject to risks that will affect their value, including political, regulatory, market, and economic risks. All ratings of individual equities mentioned are provided by licensed fundamental analysts, and a copy of their latest report concerning these companies is available upon